An Australian Defence Force spy unit official's given extraordinary details of an extreme hacking operation potentially involving a foreign government. Details about the multi-billion dollar Joint Strike Fighter and P-8 surveillance plane programs were stolen from an Adelaide-based defence subcontractor during the raid. Australian Signals Directorate, a foreign intelligence gathering unit, was involved in a forensic analysis of the attack after it was alerted a hacker had been inside the subcontractor's computer system for months. It's the same case highlighted on this program 2 days ago by Dan Tehan, the Minister assisting the Prime Minister for Cybersecurity. Tom Eagledon reports.
For 5 months, suspected foreign hackers stole tens of gigabytes of sensitive data about some of the country's biggest military projects.
The compromise was extensive and extreme, and as we'll see, most of that data was defence-related.
That's Mitchell Clark, the incident response manager at the Australian Signals Directorate, the government's cyber intelligence agency. He spoke yesterday at a cyber security conference and gave extraordinary details about the hack. Audio of his presentation was provided to AM by a freelance technology writer known only as Stilgarian. Mr. Clark told the conference the target of the hack was a small aeronautical defence contractor, which nonetheless stored data about a wide range of critical defence projects.
Information on the JSF, the Joint Strike Fighter, the C-130, the P-8 Poseidon, the JDAM, that's a smart bomb, and a few Australian naval vessels.
The perpetrators didn't have to try hard. The system's username was admin and the password was guest. Mitchell Clark told the conference the information was stolen using a hacking program known as China Chopper, commonly used by China-linked hackers.
Later we found out that this particular actor was exploiting this vulnerability on multiple Australian organisations.
Assistant Minister for Cybersecurity Dan Tehan revealed broad details of the case earlier this week. He spoke with AM on Tuesday.
We don't know and we cannot confirm exactly who the actor was, but I can say this, Sabra, cyber espionage is alive and well.
But following Mitchell Clark's revelations about exactly what was stolen, the government's now playing down the seriousness of the incident. Here's the Defence Industries Minister Christopher Pyne speaking on Radio National earlier this morning.
Fortunately, the data that has been taken is commercial data, not military data, but that's still a very important reminder of what can happen. Classified information. I don't know who did it. No, I don't know who did it. I'm sure there is work being done on finding out who did it.
Alistair McGibbon heads the government's cybersecurity centre and he spoke with News Breakfast on ABC TV.
No one's ever happy to see computer systems compromised. I've spent too much of my life trying to stop it.
So of course
I'm not happy. I don't think anyone would be.
He too insists no great damage has been done, despite Mr Clark's description of the hack as being extensive and extreme.
The Department of Defence has confirmed that this has not impacted the programs, the security of the programs that the defence contractor was working on.
Alistair McGibbon, the Special Advisor to the Prime Minister on Cybersecurity, ending that report by Tom Eagledon and George Roberts.